Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Unmasked, where we talk about real hurts, real struggles, but we offer real hope. I'm Karis, and I'm so glad to have you join us today. You can find us on My Coleman TV, on Spectrum 180, on the Roku, and on Facebook, Facebook Live, and all the different podcast platforms out there. You can also follow along with me and my journey on faith and mental health at KarisSnyder.com. So we've talked a lot over the last few months about different struggles, different things that we all battle. We may not share that with everyone, or maybe you haven't felt comfortable sharing that with everyone, but I hope over time as you have joined us, as we've had these hard conversations, that you have found courage to talk about your hurts and your struggles, and in that you have been able to help others along on their journey to know that there is hope, that we are not alone on our different struggles and different things that we may be going through in our life right now. That is our goal and our desire with this show. And I know there has been so much that has gone on in our world, in our state, in our country over the last few months. And maybe you've had a lot of things, a lot of struggles come up in your life that you are not anticipating. And it's been really hard for you. It's been really hard for you to figure out what is right, what is wrong, what do I believe, what do I not believe. And that's a little bit of what I want to share with you all today, to talk about perspective. And I looked up the definition of perspective, and here is what I found. Perspective means a particular attitude that someone has towards a way of something, regarding something, your point of view about something, about an issue. The Latin root meaning of perspective is to look through, to perceive something. So what are you perceiving? What are you thinking about something? And there are things that shape your perspective. Now, I know in the title, it looks funny where I say, Alabama or Auburn, what is your perspective on who's better? And we all have a perspective. Now, you may not be a collegiate football fan, but if you follow any of us in the South, particularly in Alabama, that is one question that we will all get. Even our children, when they are in school, will get that question, Alabama or Auburn. And we have different things that shape our perspective on football, but not only on football, in our values, within our family, political views, how we run our businesses, how we should approach problems or situations. We all have a different perspective. And what I want to share with you all today is that we need to remember that the way we see things can divide us, but it can also unite us. We all have a different perspective. And one thing that we need to be very careful of is to not make the mistake of thinking my perspective is the only way, is the right way. And if you don't think the way that I think about this issue, you are wrong. And so I'm going to dismiss you. I'm going to reject you. I'm going to reject your thought. I'm going to reject your opinion and move away from you. Not have a relationship with you, not be in contact with you, not be a friend with you. So for example, for me, I am a Roll Tide fan. And if you are a Roll Tide fan, you can put that in Facebook. But also, I have friends who are Auburn graduates. They scream War Eagle, and you can put that down in the chat below if you're watching this on Facebook or whatever team it is that you follow. But here's the thing. I do have friends who have a different perspective on these football teams than I do. And every year around Iron Bowl, we give each other a hard time. We pick on each other, and we say things in a loving but fun way. And after that game is over, like last year, for some of us as Alabama fans, we may have pouted, we may have walked away, we may have been upset, but I didn't stop being friends with those who had a different perspective than me because we lost. I didn't stop being friends with them because their perspective was different than mine. I allow them to have that perspective. And there are some things that shape their perspective on football. There are things that shape your perspective in life, in opinions that you have about certain things. Some things that shape your perspective is the way that you were brought up, your upbringing in your family. And within that family dynamic that you had, there were different conversations that you may have had with your parents. Maybe you were raised by grandparents. Maybe you were adopted or in foster care, so you were raised in that area. So that can shape your perspective. Another thing that can shape your perspective is your education. How far along did you go in your education? If you were in college, what was your major? What were the things that your professors talked about and shared with you? Those things can also shape your perspective. What are your past and current experiences, circumstances that you have lived through? For me, for example, long ago, my perspective on mental health, anxiety, depression, was that they were not real. That people were faking it, they were just being whiny babies, they were just looking for attention. But my perspective changed when my circumstances changed and anxiety and depression almost took my life. So now I am more compassionate and more understanding to those who are going through anxiety or depression because of the circumstance that I went through. And I will tell you, as I travel and speak and share, I have people who come up to me and they say, I've never dealt with anxiety. I've never dealt with depression. So I don't understand what you're going through, but I support you in what you're doing. They're not unkind. They're not mean. Some of them may ask me questions about what does it feel like? What does it look like? Because maybe they're still trying to shape their perspective on that issue, but they are respectful of where I'm coming from. So your experiences, your circumstances can shape your perspective. Culture, politics, those can shape your perspective. There are two other things that can shape your perspective. And the one thing that I want to focus on with them is it's what you're looking at. You're looking at things that bring fear or things that can bring a positive, hopeful outlook. I've been reading a lot on different things that pull the power of hope and the power of fear. And these are the two most powerful emotions that your body, your brain can experience. And so when we look at things that can shape our perspective in a fearful way, we begin to live our life based on what we're seeing. That's how powerful your perspective can be. Because your perspective, again, it's not just this natural thing that you were born with. It is shaped by what you see. It is shaped by what you hear, it's shaped by what you read. And your perspective is a choice. It's a choice for me, it's a choice for you. And so when we are looking at things that can bring about fear, and that's all we read, that's all we look at, that will shape our perspective to live our life in a way that is filled with fear. We may make decisions from fear. We may make really quick decisions through an emotional fearful state. Now, if we shift our perspective to things that are hopeful, are positive, that bring life into us and help us to see things differently, to see the good, to see the positive in things, then our perspective may shift in a situation and we see it differently. Our opinion may change, or we say, okay, I was looking at this from this point of view and it didn't look like there was much hope. There didn't look like I should move on. But now I'm looking at it and I see that there is a positive in here. There is something in here that is a light, is a good, hopeful thing. So I'll keep moving forward. Maybe you're trying to work on a dream. Maybe you're trying to work on something going on in your business. And maybe there are things that look and appear fearful and are hard and are scary. But if you shift and look at what is the good that my business is providing, how am I serving my community? Where are there people around my business who can give me wisdom, who can give me direction on how to shift and move forward? It'll change your perspective. I was looking on Facebook and there are several people that I follow, and I thought, you know, I'll look and see some others that follow things that are different from what I think, that are different from my perspective. And as I look through those different Facebook profiles, those Instagram profiles, and those different articles that they were reading, it made sense why their perspective was that way through the information they were reading, through the things that were making their opinions and their choices and their thoughts. It made sense. So it made me step back and say, you know what? I have to respect them for where they're coming from and understand that this is their perspective. This is their point of view. I'm not standing in their shoes, just like they are not standing in mine. And I can respect their opinion. I do not have to agree with it, nor do they have to agree with mine. But when we can see that we're not going to have the same perspective every time and agree to disagree and move forward, then we can become more united and understand that it is okay to not think the same. It is okay if your favorite color is red and my favorite color is yellow. It is okay if you are for a certain thing and someone else is not for it. That is okay, because we may not understand where they're coming from. So I want to challenge you today, however, to think about your perspective. Is it coming from a place of fear, or is it coming from a place of hope? Is it coming from a place of just others' opinions? Or is your perspective coming from a place where you are gathering facts, you are gathering information that is solid information that is helping you to make your own opinion, to have your own perspective, to not allow others to push you into a perspective because that is what they think and they're going to leave you if you don't think that way, to not make that decision out of fear, but to look at it and say, okay, what are the facts? What do I want to think in this situation? And if you are in a fearful place, and you guys know, as I have shared on this show, that my relationship with God, prayer in my life, those are things that help me make my perspective. And there's a story, it's in the Old Testament, about King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And they had enemies coming at them. There was three enemies coming to attack them. Maybe you feel like you're being attacked by many different things right now. And their perspective was that they did not know what to do. The king, he had fear rush over him. But in that moment, he did not make a decision out of fear. He paused. And what he did is he looked to God and he said, "We do not know what to do, but we are going to put our eyes on you." And when you don't know what kind of perspective to have, when you don't know what to think or what to feel, let's follow this example and put our eyes on God and say, you know what? I don't know what to think or feel about this situation, about this idea. So what I'm going to do is put my eyes on you and ask you to help me figure out the right point of view. And I believe that he will help us shape our perspective in the way that will be helpful for us in moving forward, united and not divided. I want to thank you guys for listening, for joining in. Stay tuned to Unmasked over the next few weeks, because we're going to be talking about school starting back, anxiety that some of you may be facing as teachers, as parents, or as students. So we're going to really dive into that and dive into giving you some solutions, some action steps, and how to move forward. Thank you guys for joining, and I'll talk to you soon.